Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. You can always find their bios at college2pro.com. Today we're going to be joined with a list of Louisiana Tech football players, and we're going to start the day off with their fantastic fullback, Bobby Holly. And the one thing about fullbacks, I mean, you know, growing up watching the game, loving the game as I do, you know, we're all going to remember the Matt Sueys, the Tom Rathmans, a little bit before my time, but yet I saw him play the Larry Zonkas. And Bobby, you've kind of followed that path, and it's still a position that we use, not as prominent, but nonetheless, you're starting to see, I think, a little bit of a comeback, especially with what they're doing in San Francisco. But with that said, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Pretty good.
Awesome, awesome. And now, can you believe your time at, you know, in the collegiate level's kind of come and gone, and now your next focus is to get yourself, you know, in the door and play in the National Football League?
Yeah, it's still pretty surreal. I mean, it's been an amazing 5 years here at Tech, and I'm just blessed to have the opportunity to be able to progress to the next level.
Nice. You know, just, you know, watching the highlights, knowing you were coming on, I was trying to get acclimated to what you bring to the table. I mean, you're a big, thick guy. I also know you did the powerlifting. Have you always had that size, or did you kind of grow into that frame?
I have not. My sophomore year, I started getting some pretty good size put on me my sophomore year of high school, going on with the football and the powerlifting. I got really big into powerlifting, so that helped me get my size.
Nice, nice. So I guess let's go on. Before your sophomore year, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you that more athletic type guy? Were you the guy more the running back type? Or, I mean, kind of take us through that progression, I guess.
Well, before that time, I was big into basketball. I wasn't a big football guy, really. But I really started getting into football my freshman year of high school. And when it just took off.
And then the rest is history. So now we're on to something. So you start playing basically your freshman year. You bulk up your sophomore year. You know, what did they have you doing at the high school level, and how did you end up going to Louisiana Tech?
Well, I watched my freshman year. It was a pretty decent sized tight end because I played tight end in high school, and it was a pretty decent sized tight end in front of me my freshman year. And I had a small injury my sophomore year that kept me out for a good bit of the year, and I came back and played some tight end then. And then my junior and senior year, I just took off. I got into the position, the tight end position, and I just ran with it. And I got my offer from Tech, and I came here and got switched to the H-back and fullback position, and I dabbled in a little bit of running back. So I was just blessed to get that opportunity.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Bobby Holly, the standout Louisiana Tech fullback here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft. Again, if you folks miss any of these shows, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. So I'm curious, as a young kid, you arrive on campus, a big-time program. What's it like knowing that you probably had maybe dreams like, hey, I'm going to be this tight end, I'm going to do these types of things. As a young kid, Bobby, how hard is it, or maybe it was easy for you to make that transition, saying, hey, this is what the coaching staff and they want from me, and this is what I have to do, and then kind of motivate yourself to be the best at that?
Well, when I got in, there was a few guys in front of me, so I just sat back and watched and just, you know, learned the system. That's all I did my first couple of years. I learned the system, and once I got in, it just took off from there. I didn't get as much playing time as I thought I would have my first few years. And then this past year and the year before, they incorporated me more into the plan, and that it was history from there. I've done more than I could have ever imagined over here at Tech.
Definitely. And I'm curious. I mean, this is why we love bringing you guys on the show. That tight end background, going through this process, how comfortable would you be if a team would said, hey, you know what, Bobby, we kind of want to see you at that tight end. Maybe on pro day they might want you to run some routes or do some of those things. You'll feel pretty comfortable in that aspect?
I'll be very comfortable. I still have that tight end background from high school. I know it's different from high school and the collegiate level and the NFL level, but I still have that. I still have a few tricks in my bag at the tight end position.
I love it. I ask this a lot, especially, regardless of the position, I think everybody wants the ball in their hands. How many times were you maybe in Coach Skip Holtz's ear saying, hey, Coach, run this play, or I can get the ball here. Were you ever kind of putting that in his ear that, hey, you know what, these hands are reliable, let them have it?
Well, with me, I'm a team player, so I just, I fall into the system. I do my job, and I do it well, so. Every now and then I try to give him a little hint, toss a couple screens in there, a couple flat routes. But other than that, I'm a team player. It's all about the team. I just want to see us win and progress.
Awesome. And I do want to talk about the team. Big win at the end of the year over Miami. I don't know every game you were in and who you beat, but how satisfying was it, to take down the U as before you were kind of off, basically wrapping up your collegiate career?
It was an amazing feeling. That was our first Power Five win since we beat Illinois, I believe, in the Heart of Dallas Bowl. So it was an amazing accomplishment.
I'm sure. What a good send off for all you guys. Now we ask all the guys to come on the program. You're in that film room. You're with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down the tape. What are they going to love about that position of fullback and what you bring to the table? What are those hallmark qualities where they're going to be, man, we got to get this guy?
I bring a physical style of football every play. If I get beat, the guy across from me better know that I'm going to come back the next play and give it all I got. So that's what I think will stand out for him. And I'm a competitor. I compete at everything I do, whether it's blocking, whether it's running the ball. I got the ball a few times under my arms this year, so any aspect of the game, I'm going to compete in everything I do. So that's what I think they'll love about me.
Awesome. And we also asked this just to benefit you guys. What won't these guys see on tape? Could be the offense you ran where you maybe couldn't showcase other skills. Could be team captain. We know you're a weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. What are some of the aspects that these scouts can't see on tape, but that's a big bonus that they should know about?
Well, with me, I'm a team guy. I always encourage my guys on and off the field. I make sure guys are going to class. I make sure that everything academically, off the field, just making sure, if they ever need me, I text one of my guys the other day, if you ever need me, just give me a call. I'm a caller, a text away. And that's a big part that I think a lot of guys won't see.
Absolutely. And all the listeners out there, I can vouch. I got a text earlier today from Bobby, and I was complimenting him. Thank you before we went on the show. We've been doing this for nearly two decades, and they get a text from one of the guys prior to the show just thanking you for the opportunity. I said, man, that really made my day. And so you saying that you're kind of keeping after your guys, I could imagine if they're on a personal level like your teammates are, I could only imagine what kind of, benefit that is to them. And I love how you said you make sure they're going to class. The coaches got to love that you're making sure these GPAs are up. And these guys are getting the academic feel as well as the athletic feel, especially, that dual role as a student athlete. Do you get comparisons? Family, friends are like, hey, Bobby, we're watching, the Monday night game and we saw so-and-so. Do you get that at all?
Not yet, but I'm pretty sure there'll be a few sometime soon in the future.
Is there anybody that you like to watch at the next level that you kind of, get a kick out of? When that game's on, you're not worried about anything else except seeing that H-back fullback guy?
Well, yeah, any fullback. I love George Kittle. I love him. I love his style of play. I love his physical nature, how he catches the ball, how he runs the ball. That's That's a big deal to me.
Yeah, he definitely brings an energy. If you don't root for the Niners or not, or even Kittle, I mean, you can't deny that he's intense. And I'm sure you've probably seen it too. I mean, even when he was missed a few games and they'd show him up in the press box, and he would be hyped up there. I mean, you could tell he was getting excited for what his team was doing. For you, I mean, how do you kind of take on these next few months, you know, just in terms of, you know, maximizing your training and your ability and getting ready for all the things that are going to be, you know, coming your way in terms of, you know, workouts and pro days and, you know, just everything that you're going to do from basically now till April?
Well, right now I'm actually still finishing up school. So I'll be finishing up school. I'll graduate in March. I'll end up graduating in March. And while I'm going to school, I'm just going to be training. I'm going to be training hard day in and day out, just getting ready for pro day.
Yeah, pro day. Is that a weird thing just to know that, you know, you've seen your teammates go through it. You know the drill that, you know, on whatever day, it could be a Tuesday morning, the scouts and people arrive and, you know, the orange cones are put on the, you know, I assume the indoor surface and these guys go out. Is it kind of weird that this is your moment now for this big, big day?
It is. It's pretty surreal. I've been here for 5 years and I've watched guys go out on that field and do their thing for 5 years. And it's pretty surreal for me to be out there this year. So, I mean, I've accepted the challenge and I'm going to go out there and give it my all.
And Bobby, I'm curious. I mean, for you, and this is one of my favorite personal questions just to ask you guys. I mean, when in your collegiate career do you kind of get the idea that, you know, this is a legit dream that you can make come true? Because you know as well as everybody, you know, you can go to a college level, things don't work out your way, and very few guys are going to even have the opportunity to, you know, to participate in a pro day. I mean, what's it like? And when was that moment? Did your coaches say something? Or maybe you had some big games against, you know, big-time opponents where you said, hey, I can handle myself. When does that kind of sink in?
Well, it was – I remember the day vividly. We were doing an Oklahoma drill, and I was killing everyone that day. And my coach came up to me, Coach Sloan, and he said, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to play this game for a long time. And that stuck with me.
Wow. The power of coaching, huh? Sometimes it can be something demeaning, but sometimes it's that words of encouragement then sink in. And you said you remember that specifically. To me, that's worth the whole show right there. Knowing when a young man kind of realized that, you know what, he's going to make a dream reality and you know, and continue to do what he's doing. I love it. Once again, Bobby Hawley, the standout fullback from Louisiana Tech, kind enough to join us here on the C2P to talk some NFL draft and what he brought to this team. And again, we discussed a little bit that big win they had over the Miami Hurricanes to close out this 2019 season. Bobby, before we let you go, and I'd love to keep you on, but we always like to ask you guys a few questions called three and out. They're a little bit off the wall, but you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Most definitely.
All right. Now, this benefits you and it doesn't benefit you because we're going to allow these guys the opportunity to get back at you. We're having L'Jarius Sneed on, we're having Aaron Robinson on, and we're having Malik Stanley on today and tomorrow. Which one, I guess, if you're going to tease any one of those guys, what are you going to tease them about? What do they do that's kind of off the wall or goofy?
Malik Stanley, he has that Kansas City accent. It just gets everyone. When you talk to him, you'll understand. He has that accent coming down to Louisiana from Kansas. We were on him all the time about that.
Excellent. I love it. And how about this one? Take us inside that locker room at Louisiana Tech. Coach Skip Holtz, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Well, me personally, I do a pretty good impersonation of him. He walks into the team meeting room every time for any type of meeting, and he'll be like, all right, and do a little at the end of that, and that just has the guys rolling. I do it every time he walks into the team meeting room.
Awesome stuff. And then the final one, I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. If you can pick any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, Bobby, who are you going to take to lunch?
That one's tough. It would have to be Jennifer Lopez. I love Jennifer Lopez.
There you go. She's been invited to a lot of luncheons. Just let me know. We've been doing the show a long time. Just real quick, we tally up the names.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, hopefully I'm the lucky one.
Yeah, hey, you never know. Like I said, you never know. You know what? I think about Jimmy Garoppolo because we talked to him down to the Senior Bowl, and I forget who he had said. But, you know, and I said, you know, be a day, you know, you're, you know, a quarterback in the NFL, things work out for you, you know what I mean? And it's kind of, you know, you kind of see some of the, you know, celebrities he kind of runs with. Hey, and that could be you as well, you know, doing your thing, taking people down to the next level, getting those celebrity dinner dates, maybe a little luncheon with Jennifer Lopez. You never know. Bobby, man, again, fantastic. We appreciate you coming on. We can't wait to follow you as you make your path towards this next level. And you know what? I lied to you. I got one more question. Ray, I can't believe I was about to get off the air and not ask you this question. You got that powerlifting background. What's the over-under on the Pro Day 25 when you do the bench press of the 225?
Low is 25. High is 34, I want to say.
Wow. That's pumping, man. Man, I love it. I love it. I can't believe I was about to hang up and not get that from you. Hey, man, I hope you get 50. But, hey, but like I said, so I know I'm going to find out that Louisiana Tech Pro Day. I know that morning I'm going to be trying to hype you up and give you some love. Hey, Bobby, we like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the C2P.
All right, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Bobby Holly bringing back that traditional vintage fullback, H-back. And if you love football, you kind of love these guys that get physical and down and dirty with it. And he talked about his physicality. And, you know, you always like to cut a few things on the shows we went through. I mean, you got to love a guy who's just going after his teammates, making sure he's getting the class. And, you know, and he has that powerlifting background. And he said when Coach Sloan told him, hey, man, you keep doing what you're doing in these Oklahoma drills, you're going to be playing a long time. I mean, that's awesome stuff. That's why we love bringing these guys on. And, again, if you guys want more of these guys, C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. As always, thank you.